there's still deer blind. I mean, this is June, and those deer blinds were supposed to be gone months ago, right?
They were, yeah. Sometimes people forget their deer blinds, or maybe they put up one or two and didn't remember to go get that second one. But our law enforcement officers have been out in the field looking around and have identified a few of them left in the woods, which is why we decided to bring this topic up.
So do people get fined for keeping them out there or what?
So if you do abandon your property on forest lands, there is a fine up to $5,000 for an individual or up to $10,000 for a legal entity that is not an individual. The other issue, there are several other issues that come from abandoning property on forest land. For example, it can be destructive for wildlife that are in the area if they don't see it. It can be destructive for other people who come upon it and may not see it. They're designed to be hidden. And so for both safety of both the wildlife and for humans, we ask that people do remove their deer blinds.
So if somebody goes out there right now and says, oh, geez, I just heard this on the radio, and I left one out there in the middle of the woods. Is it don't ask, don't tell? Just go out there and get it, and you're not going to. There's already a ticket on the thing saying you owe money.
Well, I'm certainly not going to say that it's don't ask, don't tell, but I will tell you that if you go out and pick up your blind today, we would certainly be appreciative of that. You know, these are supposed to have name tags on them, and so another opportunity for somebody, if they came across something that they perceived to be abandoned, they could potentially give that person a call and remind them to go and pick it up. If our law enforcement officer does come out and see it, they have the ability to remove it themselves, which could result in impoundment or possible destruction of those blinds.
And then a nice bill in the mail, right?
Possibly.
Okay, Chelsea, anything else going on in the forest that you would like to tell people about before we close the interview here?
Well, we're just really excited that the recreation season is upon us. Our recreation staff has been working really hard to make sure all of our campgrounds are open, all of our trails are ready to roll, and we're just really excited to see folks. And so take advantage of this nice weather and get out there when you have a chance.
Chelsea Callery with the Hiawatha National Forest, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely, my pleasure.